When Michigan firefighters get cancer, they're supposed to be covered by the state, but that's not happening. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Firefighting is a dangerous job, and it's not just the actual fire part. It's also the years and years of exposure to toxic chemicals. Numerous studies show that over time, firefighting can increase your risk of developing cancer.
I was at a house fire, and I worked at the fire maybe 5 minutes, and I had felt like I had just run a marathon. I knew something was wrong. And after a week of testing, I was informed that I had leukemia.
That's Sterling Heights firefighter Doug Batty. He's been on the job for more than 20 years. And guys like him are why Michigan created a special fund last year, just to cover firefighters who get work-related cancer. But as Kate Wells reports, more than a year after lawmakers created that fund, they still haven't put any money in it.
Which means Michigan firefighters are getting cancer diagnoses and thinking, well, at least I'm covered by this special fund, right? That's what Doug Batty thought. He had watched 12 guys in his department get cancer over just the last 7 years. One of them died just a couple years ago at age 42. So it felt like a personal victory last year when Lansing finally created a cancer coverage fund for firefighters. And then in May, Batty got a diagnosis of his own, leukemia.
So I just kind of assumed that I would be covered.
But he was wrong, because what Doug Batty didn't realize is that Michigan lawmakers hadn't actually put any money in this fund that they created. So when the workers' comp people denied Batty's claim, he asked the customer service rep, wait, haven't you guys heard about this special fund just for firefighters who get cancer?
And she said, yeah, she says, but really it's not worth the paper it's written on because there's no funding for it.
So even with his regular health insurance, Batty says he's probably spent about $10,000 on medical bills just over the last year. And during his months of chemo, he couldn't work, so he didn't get his full salary. Still, Batty is the kind of guy who is relentlessly optimistic. He is 58, but he looks like he's 40. He's got the energy of a 30-something. 2 weeks ago, he came back to work full-time.
I'm pretty fortunate. I'm older than dirt, for one thing, is for a firefighter. And, you know, I just would hate to see the younger guys, if something happened to them, that haven't really established themselves.
In the years since lawmakers created this cancer coverage fund, at least 5 firefighters have been diagnosed with cancer, according to the state union. One of them just passed away. His funeral was yesterday, the same day as Governor Snyder rolling out his budget. That budget was finally supposed to put some money in this cancer fund, or at least that's what the union says they were being told for months. But at the last minute, union president Mark Dougherty says his phone rang and it was the governor's office with some bad news. They told him it was not going to be in this year's budget proposal. Mark Dougherty says at this point, this is all really frustrating.
My members call me when they contract cancer and want to know where their help is. And I have to tell them, no, we have no help. And the reality sets in that our state legislature lied to us. They promised us something that they didn't come through on.
The governor's office emailed us a statement saying there are a lot of challenges in Michigan right now, including Flint, and that the legislature still gets to weigh in on this budget. State House and Senate majority leaders did not immediately respond to our request for comment. But meanwhile, Dougherty, the union president, says they are going to keep pushing for this because firefighters keep running into burning buildings and they keep getting work-related cancer. For the Environment Report, I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.